जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ लेक्चर बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज गिवन ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 8 वर्स नंबर 16 डिलीवर्ड ऑन 2nd ऑफ फेब्रुवरी 2016 इन मॉरिशस.
गोपी जन वल्लभ वरधारी, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. हरे कृष्ण, वेलकम टू द भागवतम क्लास. आई सेड अर्लियर इट्स गोइंग टू बी अ शॉर्ट क्लास. एवं केन मनसा वाचसा चा मनो गतम परिचर्यमानो भगवान भक्तिमान परिचर्याया. जस्ट द फर्स्ट वर्स. एवं केन मनसा वाचसा चा मनो गतम परिचर्यमानो भगवान भक्तिमान परिचर्यया. एवं केन मनसा वचसा च मनोगतम परिचर्यमानो भगवान भक्तिमान परिचर्यया. Okay, well, word meaning and
manasa by the mind, vachasa by the words, manogatam simply by thinking of the Lord, paricharya manaha engage in the devotional service, bhagavan the supreme personality of Godhead, bhaktimat according to the regulative principles of devotional service, paricharyaya by worshipping the Lord, pumsam of the devotee, Amayinam, who is sincere and serious, Samyak, perfectly, Bhajatam, engage in devotional service, Bhavavardhanaha, the Lord, who increases the ecstasy of the devotees, Shreya, ultimate goal, Disate, bestows, Abhimatam, desire, yet, as they are. Dharma Adisu, regarding spiritual life and economic development, Dehinam, of the conditioned souls. Translation. Anyone who engages in the devotional service of the Lord seriously and sincerely with his mind, words and body, and who is fixed in the activities of the prescribed devotional methods is blessed by the Lord according to his desire. If a devotee desires material religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation from the material world, he is awarded these results. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. Devotional service is so potent that one who renders devotional service can receive whatever he likes as a benediction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned souls are very much attached to the material world, and thus they perform religious rites. They want the material benefits known as dharma and artha.
Many people who don't understand English. Can bhakton ko angrezi samajh nahi aati? Jinko angrezi samajh nahi aati, wo piche baith sakte hain aur koi anuvad karega. Is somebody ready to translate? Jin bhakton ko angrezi samajh nahi aati, wo piche baith sakte hain. You will translate. And Prabhu, if any of you don't understand, Prabhu, they all understand. Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to give a short class today. Evam, no. Evam kaina manasa. Om Jnanti Vinandasya Jnananjana Shalakya. Sri Chaitanya Manavestam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamlan Sri Gurun Vaishnavam. Shri Rupam Sarajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Prajna Saitam Krishna Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosve Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Kishmanam Vancha Kalpa Tarvyashta Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Paritanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Hare Krishna. Narada Muni is the speaker of this verse. Narada Muni, through the medium of Dhruva Maharaj, is giving us some valuable advice. Narada Muni in these verses is emphasizing how one can execute devotional service. And he has emphasized in the previous verse that one should follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, tat-tat karma pravartanat, and one should execute devotional service based on the advice given by the previous acharyas. Just like in our sampradaya we see, Prabhupada did not concoct anything. He just presented everything as it is. Even though he struggled in India for a long time, still he did not water down the philosophy. And even when he went to America, the first year was a year of intense struggle and challenges. But he refused to deviate from the path given by the acharyas. So Narada Muni has made this point. We should follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas regarding the execution of devotional service. What's Narada Muni saying in this verse, in these verses? Anyone who thus engages in the devotional service of the Lord sincerely and seriously, with his mind, words and body, and who is fixed in the activities of the prescribed devotional methods, is blessed by the Lord according to his desire. So one first thing that he emphasizes is one who engages seriously and sincerely. So we should be serious about Krishna consciousness. When we come to devotional service, we should be serious about executing devotional service. Sometimes we take devotional service too casually. You know, we don't take things seriously. But the scripture's advice, one should take seriously. Seriously means I'm serious about making spiritual advancement. I don't want to take it too casually. Then, what should one do? With his mind, words and body, engage in service to the Lord. The mind plays a major role in our spiritual effort. In the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, entitled Dhyana Yoga, Krishna says, what did he say? Make friends with the... No one knows? Make friends with the mind. The controlled mind, the controlled mind is the best of friends. And the uncontrolled mind is the worst of enemies. So this mind has to be trained to become your friend. So what does it mean, controlled mind? Controlled mind means the mind is acting according to the direction of the scriptures. In other words, the mind is engaged positively. And what does an uncontrolled mind think? It means the opposite. So Krishna emphasizes, control the mind, and there are several verses in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Bhagavatam where this point gets emphasized. For example, in that very famous verse, which I'm sure all of you have memorized, related to the mind. What is that verse? Manmana? Manmana bhava mad bhakto, madhyaji man namaskaro. Mane vache satyam te, parijane priyoshme. Think of me, become my devotee, offer your homage to me, offer your respects to me, bow down to me. If you do this, what are you going to get in exchange? Any goodies in exchange? Yes, no. What does Krishna say? Krishna says, you'll come to me without fail. Just like somebody gives you a piece of gold, real gold. You know it's real gold. And you have some security. So it's not something questionable or doubtful. In the chapter entitled Attaining the Supreme, Krishna again emphasizes the importance of controlling the mind. And Krishna says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Wherever your mind is, at the moment of death, that's the type of body one attains. And the Vedic conclusion is, ante narayan smriti. Mold your life in such a way that you'll be able to think of Krishna at the time of leaving your body. But that is only attainable if we have also practiced the process of devotional service. You can't expect to sit at an exam and pass if you haven't opened your book for the whole year, unless you can cheat in exams. But you can't cheat in exam with Krishna and Yamaraj. You know. So if you practice the process, then at the moment of death, you can also think of Krishna. But if at the moment of death you're thinking about, oh, I built this nice house on the beach, and I only stayed here for 30 years, should have stayed here. Please allow me to stay a few more years. Then Prabhupada said, you get your birth in that house. But as what? And if you're wondering about some sports events or that at the moment of death, then you get a body. You could get a body as a grass on a football field. So anyway, the point is, wherever our mind is at the moment of death, that's where the living entity goes. In the case of Jat Bharat, we see that he was meditating on a deer. He got attached to a deer and was searching for the deer. He left his body. So this is the law of nature. Generally, at the moment of death, your mind will focus on those thoughts that you have practiced during your life. And if you are engaged positively, then there's nothing to worry. So, we should make friends with the mind. Now, how do we engage the mind positively? This is a question that devotees ask all over the world. And the scriptures give us valuable guidance on this. Think of the Lord's pastimes. Think of the Lord's instructions. For example, you have the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna was feeling, Arjuna was feeling very sad when he discovered that the Lord had departed from the planet. Then Arjuna began to recall those pastimes which were impossible to attain, but he was successful because of his friend's mercy. But then Arjuna began to meditate on Krishna's instructions from the Bhagavad Gita. And as he meditated on Krishna's instructions from the Bhagavad Gita, he felt as if Krishna was right there, next to him, holding his hand. And his moroseness was gone. So Prabhupada explains that similarly, we should practice meditating on Krishna's instructions of the Gita, and you'll also feel Krishna's presence. So that's one way, Krishna's instructions. Then Krishna's form, Krishna reveals himself in the Archa Vigraha form, just like here, the devotees have access to They are very beautiful, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram. In Phoenix, you have access to Radha Golokananda. And now, thanks to internet, you can have darshan of so many temples of ISKCON, isn't it? You can visit Krishna Balaram Vrindavan every day. You can visit Radha Madhav every day, Radha Rasbihari every day. Once, I was driving with somebody in Canada, and half an hour he took me on a tour of about 20 deities of ISKCON. So, use the internet positively, not negatively. Many people use the internet for obscene stuff, but devotees use the internet for positive material. So think about the manifestation of the Lord that He appears in His Archivagra form. In the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada gives a nice explanation of a story that is there from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that is there in the scriptures. There was a very poor Brahmin. This poor Brahmin was once attending a spiritual discourse, and he heard that if you are in a position where you can't physically serve the Lord, you can mentally serve the Lord. So this Brahmin became determined, I must mentally serve the Lord. So mentally, he built a very beautiful temple in Bonakai. He built a very beautiful temple and installed beautiful Radha Krishna marble deities. And he established a very opulent process of deity worship. Very opulent. Just like in our temples we have offerings 7-8 times a day. He also did all the aartis, starting from Mangal Aarti, Darshan Aarti, every day. Usually in our temples, we do Abhishek to the Lord every day. Some of you have deities at home, so you may be doing Abhishek at home also. We give the Lord a bath, and we give the Lord a bath with water obtained from different sacred rivers of India. Ganga, Jamna, Saraswati, Narmada. And by the process of spiritual technology, just like you have material technology, you also have something known as spiritual technology. So by spiritual technology, the water gets spiritualized. That is, we don't really go in our temples every day to Narmada and Ganga and Jamna and Saraswati to bring the water. We chant some mantras, and by the power of those mantras, your local Bonakai municipal water becomes Ganga Jal. This is called spiritual technology. And we do that in all our temples. It's not that people are going every day to all the sacred rivers of India to bring the water. So this Brahmin did not take any shortcuts. He would meditate. Now I'm going with a golden bucket to bring water from the Ganga. Now I'm going to the Jamuna. Now I'm going to the Saraswati. Now I'm going to the Narmada. He went this way to all these sacred rivers and brought water every day. And then he would mix the water and give the Lord a good bath. And then he would make a very elaborate offering for the Lord. You know, here we have one person doing pujari, one person doing cooking. But he would do all the cooking himself every day. And he would do all the aartis. You devotees probably do one aarti a week as your quota, right? But he would do all the 7 aartis every day. And he did this. So mentally, he established very opulent deity worship. He went on doing the offerings every day himself. And he would cook the sweet rice, and then he would place his finger in the sweet rice to see if the sweet rice, as you know, is cooked hot, and then when it cools down, then you offer it to the Lord. Am I right? So he did that very elaborately, and one day, as usual, he was just placing his finger in the sweet rice to see if the sweet rice has become cold. His finger got burnt. It really got burnt. And he was amazed. Whew. How did this happen? I was just meditating. How did my finger get burnt? And the Lord, accompanied by Lakshmiji at his feet, was watching this particular pastime of the devotee. And when the Brahmin put his finger in the sweet rice, and his finger got burnt, and he was shocked to experience that, the Lord started smiling. So Lakshmiji asked the Lord, "Why are you smiling?" But he would not respond. And then the Lord sent a special chariot to bring that Brahmin back to Godhead. And how was he doing that service? Mentally. So, if you are in a position where physically you're not able to serve the Lord, then you can mentally also serve the Lord. And you should be serving the Lord mentally also. But this does not mean that we say, "Oh, good, I'm going to do a mental seva, no physical seva. I don't have to go to the temple. I'll establish my own temple at home. I'll do all the artis at home." Once a lady came to see Prabhupada in Delhi, and Prabhupada, as usual, would tell everyone, "You should chant Hare Krishna." And this lady said, "Yes, I'm always chanting day and night." Prabhupada said, "How?" She said, "Mentally." So Prabhupada said, "When you are hungry, why don't you eat mentally? Don't eat physically." And she had no answer. So, this mental facility is there to be exercised. In any case, mentally we should engage the mind positively. If the mind is engaged positively, then the mind will be saved from wandering into undesirable elements. Otherwise, in the society where we live, where there's so much exposure to Maya, if the mind's not engaged positively, then spiritual life will become very difficult. So Narada Muni is saying, engage the mind positively. Then he says words. What does words mean? Tongue. We explained yesterday or day before how the tongue, belly, genitals are all in a straight line. And if the tongue is engaged positively, then to control the other two becomes easier. The words play a major role. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains austerity of the body, austerity of the tongue, and austerity of the mind. With regards to the tongue, Vani, Vapu and Vani, even the spiritual master, is present in two forms, Vapu and Vani. Vapu refers to the personal form, Vani refers to the instructions. But of the two, Vani is more important. Prabhupada made that point on many occasions. The Vani lives eternally, the Vapu is temporary. So, Vani is very important. Just like we all have the privilege of associating with Prabhupada by reading his books, following his instructions, etc. So, Krishna says the austerity of the tongue is to speak words that are truthful. Truthfulness means at least we be truthful to the philosophy spoken by the Lord. We don't concoct the philosophy. We serve the philosophy as it is. Not that Krishna says this, but practically in modern society it means this. No. Prabhupada explains in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita that he called it as it is because he has presented the philosophy as Krishna spoke and Arjuna accepted. Then to speak the truth, to speak the truth in a palatable manner. That's important. Speak the truth in a palatable manner. Sometimes some people some devotees have a habit of always being rude and sarcastic. But Krishna says, speak the truth with priyatam, in a sweet manner. We may not agree with the philosophy, but we present our philosophy in a sweet manner. Then regularly recite the Vedic literature. Regularly recite Vedic literature means we chant the Maha Mantra, we chant the shlokas, we talk about Krishna Katha. If the tongue is engaged positively, there won't be room for what? Prajalpa. As Rupa Goswami says, Atyahara Prayasasya Prajalpa Yamagraha Jan Sangasya Lolyam Cha Sadvi Bhakti Vidashati. Your devotional effort can be ruined by participating in certain activities which include Prajalpa. So Prajalpa, we should recognize, is destructive on the spiritual path. And Krishna Katha, on the other hand, is constructive on the spiritual path. So, with the tongue, we should endeavor to seriously chant and engage in Krishna Katha. Of course, if one is doing a job, when one has to associate the karmi people, you may have to keep a social status. Say, how are you? How's the weather? And all that. Well, that's social talk, which one may do due to force of circumstances. But generally, when we are in devotee association, we should endeavor to participate in Krishna Katha. And as the scripture says, satsanga tyagaya vaishnavachara, give up the association of non-devotees. Now, practically, this is impossible. Am I right? Even if you're doing your own business, you have to deal with non-devotees. If you open a shop and say, oh, I'm only going to sell my products to devotee customers, you'll probably go bankrupt in one day. And if you say, I only want a job where everyone talks only Krishna Katha, you probably may remain unemployed for a long time. So, if you opt to operate in the material world, you do have to associate with non-devotees. But our guideline is, associate to the extent necessary, not beyond that. And if we minimize worldly-minded association and we are determined to avoid prajalpa, then you will automatically be inspired to do more of Krishna Katha. So the words are very important. And as we have often heard, the tongue has two valuable functions. One is the chanting of the holy name, and the other is take Krishna Prasad. Krishna says in the third chapter of the Gita, anyone who eats food not offered to me is eating only sin. So our philosophy is eat only Krishna Prasad and engage in Krishna Katha. And the power of the holy name is such that you can chant day and night and not get tired. This experience is only possible in spiritual life. Because in mundane life, we used to singing a song and then getting tired. No radio station plays the same melody again and again. They play a melody and then seal it off for a few hours or a few days. But you can chant the holy name day and night and not get tired. Why? 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 The holy name is descending from the spiritual world. It's not a product of made in China or made in India. It's coming from the spiritual world. The holy name is non-different from the Lord. The holy name is Chintamani Tatsur. Knowingly or unknowingly, anyone who chants a holy name only derives benefit. So, the holy name can be chanted day and night, just like we hear the Bhagavatam and the Gita. It's not that every time you have a new speaker, you're going to hear something very new. Sometimes people get disappointed. They say, oh, what this man spoke, I heard the other Swami say the same thing. So frankly, we all say the same thing. The only thing that varies is the style of presentation. But our message is the same. Listen to any lecture of Prabhupada. The beginning and the end is the same. Chant Hare Krishna, take to the devotional path, and how to execute devotional service. Now the Muni here is saying how we should engage in service sincerely and seriously in mind, words and body. But this point has been made in so many verses. This is not the first time that you're hearing this philosophy. As Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita purport, repetition is necessary to drive the point home. Unless you hear again and again, just like in the material world, you may have this famous brand, Samsung or Apple. Now everyone knows there's a brand known as Apple, a brand known as Samsung, isn't it? You don't need to be told. These are almost universal mantras now. But why is it that wherever you go, you see their billboard, you see their commercial, you hear their jingle, you see the ads in the papers, you go to the airport, huge ads of Apple and Samsung. Why is that? They're reminding you, if you want to buy a cell phone, buy Samsung, buy Apple. So just like in the material world, they have these huge advertising, in the material world they have these huge advertising budgets to present their viewpoint. We unfortunately don't have these huge advertising budgets. It would be great if every airport we had a billboard, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Or everywhere in town we had billboards. But we don't have that financial budget. So we need to hear it. And the more we hear, the deeper it sinks. If we are hearing sincerely and seriously, as Narada Muni is pointing out. Further, Narada Muni says, the body, by the body, Narada Muni means the different parts of the body. They can be used in service of the Lord or the opposite. One example that we often quote and hear is the example of Amrish Maharaj. Everyone knows that example? Yes, no? It's Amrish Maharaj's example. How Amrish Maharaj, Dawa King, was fully engrossed in serving the Lord, and how Amrish Maharaj used his body, mind and senses in service to the Lord. Serve Mana Krishna, Padara Vindayo. He used his mind to effectively meditate on the Lord. He used his legs. What did he use his legs for? To walk to the temple of the Lord. So you may say, oh boy, if I have to walk to the temple of the Lord, it'll take me a whole week to reach there. So use your legs, to get to the temple of the Lord. Maybe through your Mercedes or through your motorcycle, cycle or padyatra. But use your legs to go to the temple of the Lord. What did he use his hands for? Clean the temple of the Lord. How many of you ever cleaned the temple of the Lord? Some of our devotees have the mentality, I'll do service in the temple, but I want some sahibka service. Sahib, you know what a sahib means? Boss. I want to be the boss. I want a service where I can give orders. I don't like a service where I can... Is that right, Shriniketan? Some people say, I want service, but I want service where I can give orders, not take orders. So, that's a dangerous mentality. So, Amrish Maharaj used his hands to sweep the temple of the Lord. We should not be hesitant if we have to do something very menial for the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initially refused to give an audience to King Pratapurudra on various grounds. But when he saw that the king, on the occasion of Rath Yatra, was sweeping the floor with a golden broom and then washing the floor with scented water, the path on which the Rath was going to move, Mahaprabhu was so pleased that he gave him a special darshan, where Mahaprabhu was displaying his omnipotent pastime. It was simultaneously, there were 7 kirtan parties with each rath, and he expanded himself in each of them, and only his selected devotees could see that. So, he gave King Pratapurudra a special darshan. So the Lord is very pleased when he sees his devotees and want to engage in something menial also. You have gurdwaras in Mauritius, you know, where the Sikh people go? Only one gurdwara. Okay. But you know what a gurdwara is. A gurdwara is a place where the Sikhs worship. One thing very good in the gurdwaras is, the richer you are, the more menial service they want to do. One of the services they do is do service at a shoe stand. The richer you are, the longer is the line to get your turn. They want to stand in the queue and they have to wait sometimes for months and months to get their turn. They want to serve in a shoe stand. They want to polish people's shoes, those who come to the temple. So what I'm commenting on is the menial nature of the service. So when we embark on the devotional path, our mood should not be, I'm only going to serve, but I can give orders. Our mood should be, I'll do any service that I have to do to promote the cause of Krishna consciousness. And Amrish Maharaj, he was using his hands to do what? Sweep the temple of the Lord. Then he used his nose for what? To smell channel number 5. That's a perfume. He used his nose to smell fragrances offered to the Lord. He used his tongue to taste Krishna Prasad and to chant. He used his eyes to see the beautiful form of the Lord. In the second canto of the Bhagavatam, there's a nice verse which says, those eyes that do not see the form of the Lord are comparable to plumes of a peacock feather. In a peacock feather you have plumes, but you can't see through those plumes. So those eyes that do not get exposed to seeing the beautiful form of the Lord are just like plumes of a peacock feather. So the eyes should be used to see the beautiful form of the Lord, not to see pornography, etc. Like the number one in Kali Yuga, the number one hit that gets on the internet are the pornography sites, because that's what people want. But you should use the eyes to see the beautiful form of the Lord. So Amrish Maharaj, and he used his ears to hear the glorification of the Lord. So Amrish Maharaj gave the example how one can engage the different parts of the body in service to the Lord. So Narada Muni is saying, sincerely and seriously, one should engage one's mind, words, and what? You forgot. Mind, words, and body in service to the Lord. And if you do that, then the Lord will even fulfill all your desires. Dhruva Maharaj initially had a desire, I may realize a very opulent kingdom. He executed devotional service, chanted the Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudeva mantra. But in the end, when he had an audience with the Lord, and the Lord offered him any benediction he wanted, what did Dhruva say? I was looking for broken-cut glass, but now I found a diamond. No, I don't want anything else. So Krishna consciousness is a real diamond, and everything else in the material world is a fake diamond. In English, there's a phrase, all that glitters is not gold. Have you heard that phrase before? All that glitters is not gold. So in the material life, you have fake diamonds. And as Rupa Goswami says, this is diamond. The more you polish, the greater is the shine. The more you practice devotional service, the greater is the reciprocation, the greater is the satisfaction and bliss one can experience. So, by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and reading the Bhagavatam, inner spiritual things in the heart will get destroyed. And loving devotional service will be established. So we should make it a point to regularly hear. And if you're not in a position to hear, to regularly read the Bhagavatam. And if we make it a practice to read, it will definitely help us to make spiritual progress. And Narada Muni's advice in this verse is for all of us. This advice is Sanatana. It's not that, oh, it was given 5,000 years ago, so it's not practical. This is eternal message, and the scriptures have eternal wisdom. So we should, with faith, practice this process, and success is guaranteed. Hare Krishna. Okay. Okay, wasn't a short class, it was a regular class. 1 hour. Okay, Eddie. I wasn't planning on giving a class today, but Sri Kedan said he was given, so. I said I wasn't planning on giving a class today, but Sri Kedan said you have to give it, so. Okay. Any questions? Maharaj, you want to make any comments? Sure. Srini Ketri, you want to make any comments? No questions? Yeah. The question is, the more you practice devotional service, the more difficulties you face. So you so if that is true, you should meditate on Queen Kunti's prayers. If that is true. Queen Kunti said, my dear Lord, please increase my calamities. Because the more calamities you give me, the more I meditate at the lotus feet. The more I meditate at the lotus feet, the faster will I gain freedom from birth and death. So a devotee doesn't think that, now that I've come to devotional service, everything I touch should turn into gold. My stock should go up. My kids should get good scores. So the devotee knows that difficulties will be there in the material world. But he uses these difficulties as an opportunity to increase his dedication to the Lord. A devotee thinks, if something good happens, he thinks, oh, this good happened by the mercy of the Lord. And something bad is happening. I deserve something 100 times worse. But Lord is so kind, he's minimized it. Sometimes devotees say, why did Krishna do this to me? What did I do? I was chanting my rounds. Why does this happen? We have our history of karma. And our history of karma, one thing is certain, when you come to devotional service, Krishna minimizes everything, but it does not become zero. And we don't even advertise, chant Hare Krishna, get initiated, and you won't have any miseries of life. We never tell people that. Okay. So a devotee should use difficult moments as an opportunity to deepen his surrender to the Lord. Any more questions?
Hello, this 2016 is celebrating ISKCON 50. So, there's more Sikh 50 and Act 50.
Sing?
Sikh 50 and Act 50.
Sing 50.
So, this year is special. So, how we can intensify our service to Srila Prabhupada, especially this year?
Well, this year we should all be meditating. Let me do something special for Prabhupada. Let me distribute books. Let me improve the quality of my chanting. Let me do some more service in the temple. One thing is, Srinikethan, I can tell, one important thing for spiritual advancement is we should all remain connected to the temple. We should all be eager to do service in the temple also. Sometimes devotees are very enthusiastic to serve till they get initiated. And after they get initiated, they think, oh, now I'm initiated. I don't need the temple authorities. But we should understand that if we associate and do service, we get purified. Prabhupada used to say, to recover from a disease, you need the medicine and the diet. So our medicine is chanting Hare Krishna, hearing the Bhagavatam. Our diet is service. So we should all be looking forward to doing service also. So as you want to know what should be our contribution, we should try and do service also. Yes, we have to keep preaching. This Sunday we talked about Golden Jubilee. Yeah? Any more questions? No questions. Okay, there's no questions. I'll stop. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.